Since first light we were there, cramped close against the Manchester shed at the south wall, a clamping dampness enveloping the keys, all eyes sifting the fog, watching the bar for the first sign of a heralded deliverance. The cold, slow bore, worms in a stair skirting, mother's thin chorlene insufficient to lag the bones, the fevered excitement of daybreak waning, belief in Jim challenged by rumour, begrudgery, and the sighting of false gods. Then, at a quarter to one, a port and docks board man, high on a steam shovel, glass to eye, spotted the streaming bunting, the flutter of the National Transport Workers' Federation flag, the steamship Hare butting into Liffey mouth, entering history, bearing Larkin deep inside our souls. There was no disorder, but disciplined attendance, a silent respect for brothers Seddon and Gosling, important bowler-hatted Englishmen from the Trades Union Congress. A patient vigil rewarded by ticketed parcels containing £10 of potatoes and a further £10 of bread, butter, sugar and tea, jam and fish, all in boxes and bags with the letters CWS printed boldly on the side. Our mother shared out our ration with other unfortunates in the building, something that seemed unquestionably natural. There were biscuits for the childer, which we sat on a plate and would not eat, lest we had nothing left to admire. Jim had delivered us from hunger. Now we had to press forward to seize the promised land, knowing that our army could henceforth march on heart and belly. A half century on, I saw an old wizeny man stood outside the GPO on May Day with the other dribble drabble few, cheering Paddy Dunnigan and Sean Dunn, a gold shilling Cooperative Society medal swinging on his grease shine lapel. When he told me he got this for crewing the Hare, I instantly saw his image in those digital photographs thousands unconsciously took on that dank, drear day in September 1913, as evidence that hope did once actually walk amongst us.